There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide, where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you, I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you, I owe all to you, Jesus. There's a place where sin and shame are powerless, and where my heart has peace with God and forgiveness, where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you, I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you, I owe all to you. Here my hope is found, here on holy ground, here I bow down, here I bow down. Here arms open wide, here you saved my life, here I bow down, here I bow. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you, I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you, I owe all to you. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you, I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you, 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 Jesus. Jesus.
We begin our celebration in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Welcome to those here at Blessed Sacrament Church, those praying with us via live stream as we gather together on another Friday night for our Sharing Faith series and the Way of the Cross. We've been gathering a special way on these Friday evenings with Mass and then with some sharing and witness and the Way of the Cross to draw closer to the Lord, so much so that we become Him in this world, that we too can share the good news of the gospel that is still alive and that is still bright and needed in this world. And it is up to each of us to be able to witness to that, to the best of our abilities and wherever God calls us. And so we pray for that courage and that grace as we prepare in a few weeks to celebrate the gift and the glory of Easter and another new awakening for the church to bring hope to the world. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, as we gather together in this time of reflection, witness, and the way of the cross, we recognize that your love ran red, that washed away our sins and brings us to new life, a life not for ourselves, but for you. Strengthen us as faithful witnesses and disciples of the good news, and may our Lenten practices empower us to be ministers of salvation, like Saint Joseph and all the saints. Bless our time tonight. May we draw close to you and draw close as one family, proclaiming your love. We ask this all through Christ our Lord. I invite everyone to please be seated. And so, once again, I'm very thankful to all the parishioners that were invited to give witness during this series. It has been a rich blessing for all of us. It's been a grace to hear the stories, to hear how God works through so many different people, works through all of us. And it's a reminder of the beautiful story of our lives, that when we open our hearts to God's grace, great things not only happen for us, but also happen through us. And so again, each of the people that have shared in this series were asked kind of to, as four things to kind of reflect on, kind of give a brief introduction of who they are, what does Lent mean to them, describe a moment, situation, opportunity where they encountered Jesus in a meaningful way that they could share, and then how do they try to live as faithful disciples today? And they were able to go in any direction they've wanted. I hear them the first time like all of you hear them, and these, I said, go and do whatever way you want, whatever way the Lord will speak to you, and the gift that you give to us. And what a gracious gift. And those of you who may have missed some of the presentations, if you go to chathamcatholic.ca, there's a link and you can watch them. It's a great way to reflect on prayer in preparation for the gift of Easter. So this evening, we have a husband and wife team who are involved very much so in many different ways in our family of parishes. It's John and Mary Lou Wood. So I'm going to invite them to come on up to share some wonderful words, and we can give them a round of applause as a sign of encouragement and support.
Good evening, all. Peace be with you. Before we start, let me quote David Wells, who spoke to all of us last fall. He said that we are all good people, all of us. We all have a wonderful faith story. We have been trusted, honored, and humbled by Father John asking us to share ours. He has heard some of our stories in the past, but never these, so it will be totally new for him as well. We hope that you find our sharing helpful to all of you on your faith journey. My name is John Wood. This is my wife, Mary Lou. We were married in 1966 in a small town between Montreal and Ottawa. That's 57 and a half years ago, to save you trying to figure out the math. I met Mary Lou in high school, and for those of you who are roughly our age, Mary Lou will hate me to say this, but it was Ricky Nelson who said, "Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart." I I was born in Ottawa 80 years ago and mostly raised in the Ottawa Valley between Ottawa and Montreal. My daily views were the Laurentian Mountains and the Ottawa River. I took this beautiful scenery very much for granted. I started to work in that same area, then in Montreal for 8 years before moving to Chatham in late 1976, when I started to work for Union Gas. We had two boys when we moved here, then had two girls in the fertile area of Chatham. We have come to appreciate and love the flat, bountiful area of Chatham-Kent.
Like John, I spent my early years in the province of Quebec and enjoyed happy family times living in small towns surrounded by beautiful lakes and mountains. I grew up in a busy family with two brothers and two sisters, a surprising family unit for John, who had only one brother. After high school, I went to St. Joseph Teachers College in downtown Montreal and began my early teaching career in Montreal. With the birth of our first child, I became a full-time mother for 18 years. Resuming my teaching career when our youngest entered first grade and our oldest went to university. We moved to Chatham 47 years ago, and we have happily been members of St. Agnes Parish ever since. Our two youngest children were baptized there. All our children were active participants in the children's choir and as altar servers. John and I have been involved in RCIA, catechetical programs, and the Journey Bible study. As a young girl, Lent for me meant giving up candy and putting extra pennies in the Holy Childhood mission box. As a family, we observed all the days of fasting and abstinence. Although Holy Week and Easter saw us spending a lot of time in church, the highlight of Easter was more about chocolate than the resurrection of Jesus. Over the years, Lent has become a time for personal reflection, not just about abstaining from meat on Fridays and giving up candy. I truly love Ash Wednesday as I receive the ashes and begin my Lenten journey. It is a time where I commit to be more consistent in prayer, more committed to just being with Jesus in the desert, a time for asking Jesus to show me the areas of my life where I have not allowed him into my life and where I have failed to love and serve others. I look forward to receiving the sacrament of reconciliation and being ready to walk with Jesus, especially during Holy Week. This year, the opportunity to attend the Friday night faith sharing in the Way of the Cross has added an extra dimension to my journey to Easter.
I wasn't a Catholic when we moved to Chatham, but I joined the church shortly after. A big part of my joining was the welcoming family of Sid and Kath Copeland, who recognized us as new in St. Agnes and invited us to join them for brunch after Mass the second week we were here. In addition, the pastor of St. Agnes at the time, Father Bogato, also welcomed us. He recognized my faith, and after an express RCIA program, I joined the church the first Easter that we were here. what is Lent for me? I didn't grow up attending Catholic church very often. I knew about Lent, but didn't follow any Lenten practices. I attended the Catholic Church a little more often than Christmas and Easter. I attended the Catholic Church after marriage and became aware of the many traditions the Church gives us to help prepare for Christmas and Easter, such as this evening. Lent for me, as well as Advent, are more reflective times. In Advent, we prepare for the joy of the arrival of Jesus. And in Lent, we prepare to celebrate the sadness but goodness of Good Friday and the joy of the risen Jesus. Father Hurley, another pastor at St. Agnes, said, "You can't experience Easter unless you experience Good Friday." I don't like attending Good Friday services, but I keep attending because of what Father Hurley said. Whatever the season, though, Advent, Lent, and all of ordinary time, I believe in a loving God.
As a Catholic Christian, I feel comforted and blessed to know that Jesus is always with me. I know that in times of difficult decisions, Jesus has been with us. Moving to Chatham and leaving our family, our friends, and our church community was one of those times. He has been with us in sad times, as we celebrated the funerals of loved ones. He has been with us during life-threatening illnesses. However, Jesus is also with us in those unanticipated moments of pure joy, in the sound of children's laughter, in the beauty of holding a new grandchild, in sunrises and sunsets and beautiful breezes. Then there are those totally unexpected and overwhelming moments when we feel that absolute wonder and presence of God. As a family, we camped and traveled extensively to the East Coast. One summer, we stopped at the tip of Gaspé for a picnic. As I walked to the point, I was awestruck by the beauty of the mighty cliffs reaching down to the breaking waves below. An overwhelming sense of the grandeur of God brought tears to my eyes, an intense awareness of the presence of God. Many years ago, someone described such moments as a really, really, a moment when you find yourself surrounded by God's love. And for me, a moment that is still as real today as it was 35 years ago. As part of my daily prayer, weeks after I had begun to contemplate writing this talk, I read a reflection by Father Richard Rohr. I was surprised to see that the reflection was entitled, "Really Real." Father Richard describes such times as a threshold place. He believes that we can learn to live between heaven and earth, one foot in both, holding them both precious. I imagine that was how Louis Armstrong felt when he sang, "What a Wonderful World."
I experience God the Father, His Son Jesus, and in the Holy Spirit all the time. One that comes to mind for this talk is when I came to Chatham for the first time for my job interview. I drove around town, got lost and confused, starting with which way the river flowed and which way to turn at crazy corners. I was upset. That evening, I took out the Bible that was in the hotel room and read Psalm 23, which I remembered from elementary school in Quebec. After that, all I could do was trust that all would work out well. We have been truly blessed in Chatham, great friends, great parish, even as it is evolving to be a family of parishes, great neighbors, fertile fields in a milder, but sometimes too hot, climate than Montreal and Ottawa. It is said that saints are people that the light shines through. We have met many in Chatham, starting with the Copelands and Father Bogato. I try to radiate that light everywhere I go, welcoming people at St. Agnes, at the hospital where I volunteer, and on the Parish Pastoral Council. I try to be the eyes, ears, arms, and feet of Jesus everywhere I go.
Many years ago, John and I had the privilege of making a Curcio weekend with the support of our dear friends, Sid and Kathy Copeland. There we learned that our life as disciples is supported by a tripod of piety, study, and action. It is a reminder that to follow Jesus, we have to spend time with him in prayer, but we also have to continue to learn more about God's love for us through Bible study, reading Christian materials, and taking advantage of the many opportunities we have in our family of parishes to get to know Jesus and to share our faith with others. For John and I, after the isolation of COVID, Alpha was an amazing opportunity to do just that. We would strongly encourage others to consider the next session of Alpha. Many of us also enjoyed the first season of The Chosen at St. Ursula's Church, another wonderful opportunity to learn more about Jesus and a time of fellowship with others. My greatest joy in serving others is working at the Canadian Food for Children Warehouse. We are making a difference in the lives of so many who are less fortunate than we are. Your donations of food, clothing, medical supplies, personal hygiene items, tools, and school supplies are sorted and sent to many countries in Africa and South America. I look forward to my days at the warehouse, especially because of all the volunteers. Their dedication and joy are an inspiration to me.
You have heard different stories of when we've had faith-filled moments. Mary Lou calls them really real moments, when we have been struck with the awe of all of God's creation. You have heard about part of our faith journey. There are many more chapters. You've also heard about where we volunteer, where we try to be saints, letting the light and love shine through us. We're not perfect. We're real people. Sometimes we sin, just like everyone. But we're still good people, like all of you. You are saints, too, in your own ways. You are all good people, and it all starts with a smile. I've got two things for you to remember from this going forward, and they're kind of connected. First one is, if you want a better world, you have to tell a better story. And this one, which even my lawyer daughter in Ottawa uses with some of her cases, with her client, she tells them, honey attracts a lot more flies than vinegar. So, anyway, we hope our sharing has been helpful. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Father John, for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you to John and Mary Lou as they allowed the light of God's grace to shine through them in telling us some of their story, some of their journey with God and with others. And again, what a gift that is. The greatest witness that we can offer is to share our story, but to share our lives with others, especially those in need. And our family of parishes is there to ignite, to sustain, to empower, to challenge all of us to grow more and be disciples that bring that joy and that love to the world. So thanks to John and Mary Lou, and thanks to all those who have shared. We have a couple more weeks to go as we go right till Good Friday evening. We won't have Mass, of course, on Good Friday, but we will have the witness and then the Way of the Cross on Good Friday, of course, and next Friday as well. So thanks again. Let's give them another round of applause. Thank you so much.